ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
G'day, and welcome to some of the best bits of Take 5 from the last few years. In the lead up to our next big season, I'll be sharing some golden moments with some of my favourite guests over the coming weeks. Back in 2012, founding member of Blink-182, Angels and Airwaves, and keen UFO enthusiast Tom DeLonge joined me to Take 5. His theme was life-changing songs, and his choices were surprising, including this one from an iconic British band.
I don't care if Monday's blue, Tuesday's grey and Wednesday too. Thursday, I don't care about you. It's Friday, I'm in love.
When I was in junior high, my brother started bringing home punk rock bands. And I remember before I was into the punk rock bands, I was always just like, oh, you're only listening to that stuff because your friends are into it. What are you doing? I'm like, oh, it's so weird. There's like skeletons on the artwork. What are you? And then he brought home, you know, he started getting into The Cure. And I always found it odd that was like the one band that that wasn't very punk, but they were kind of on that threshold. And I started realizing, well, these guys have really great songs. And so I early on, my brother deemed it cool, so I always thought it was cool, and I paid more attention through the years. On the last Blink record, not the one we put out in November, but the last one, we did a song with Robert Smith.
Oh, wow.
And he's on there, and it's like the best song on the record. It sounds like it could have been off one of the records, Disintegration. It's like that kind of a vibe. And had the chance to meet him, had the chance to musically do something with him, and that pushed me into overdrive about being a Cure fanatic. And I just think the diversity in his songwriting and he brought this darkness and this torment, and then would put some colorful kind of twists on it that made it kind of romantic at times. And I just learned so much, so much. I have so many songs I could tell you specifically in my career. I'm all, okay, listen to this song and listen to this Cure song. And you'll kind of go, know where I got these ideas from, you know? But to this day, I still study what Robert Smith does, because I just think that he's one of the few timeless alternative rock songwriters.
Does that happen a lot, where you're going back into your old collection records that you listened to in your formative years and still enjoying them, still taking cues from them with what you do today?
I do, because I don't look at modern music. You know, modern music to me is more fashion. You know, it's yet to be proven. You know, I like things that are tried and true. You know, that have been tested for the past decades.
Yeah,
because it's not that it's commercially, you know, viable for decades. That's not the reason I get into it. I learned that there's certain songs that I just love that have been around for decades that I just kind of go, there's a reason why this song is speaking to millions of people still. And that's how I get inspired to write songs, because I hope one day I will touch on that little bit of magic that happens with the bands that I love, you know. And it's that constant struggle and that constant journey is the only thing that keeps me going. It's kind of like when you play golf, where golf just totally sucks, but every once in a while you actually hit it good, and that's enough to keep you going.
Exactly. You started playing music when you were a teenager, didn't you? You actually met Mark and formed Blink-182 in its early incarnation when you were still in high school, right?
Yeah, I got kicked out of high school, and I got sent to another high school, and I met Mark's sister. She was dating my friend, a guy that I go skateboarding with. Skateboarding was a big part of my life at the time. And she's like, yeah, my brother's moving down here from whatever city, and he plays bass guitar. I was like, hey, I need a bass guitar player, you know? And that's how it all started.
Wow, and still making music together now. That must be kind of freaky for you guys to have seen each other grow up together.
Oh, I know.
Have families.
It's so strange. And the strangest thing, and we were saying, it's our 20th anniversary for Blink, and even Angels and Airwaves has been around for 7 years, and I just don't know how. I don't even know, like, I just, you know, there's so many times you feel like such a fraud, and you're like, you know, how did I... what do I know that other people don't know that let me still continue to do this? And I don't think there's much that I know, but I'm a decently clever guy. I'll figure my way out, but I just think there's so many great artists out there, and it's obviously so ultra competitive in the music industry when the music industry is in such a flux of change for the past decade.
Mm.
But yeah, I've been doing this a long time and I love it, and I'll go to my grave with a guitar probably.
Was there ever anything that you wanted to do before you started music? Was there that something at the end of that "when I grow up" sentence?
Yeah, I was going to be a firefighter.
Of course.
I was like, in high school I was a cadet and I was going to be a firefighter,
wow.
Right? And I'll go to fires. I had all my gear, my car, and I was really involved in that. And then they called me up one day at one of my jobs. When I was get out of high school, I worked at like this restaurant, and they called me up because I missed something, and they're yelling at me on the phone. It's very militaristic because it's very competitive to be a firefighter, because it's great. You work a couple of days and you get a few days off. You get paid really well. Great
benefits.
And
women love you.
And women love you. I noticed, do you see the trait here? Rock and roll, fire. And I remember like I was like, I don't want to like do push-ups and all this stuff. What are they yelling at me for? I'm like, so at that moment, I was like, let's do something else. But that's honestly, that was like the only other thing. It's weird. What's weird is I so don't believe in school. I just don't, because you just got to find what you love. And that's what school should teach you, kind of like, you know, how to read, you know, maybe do a little bit of math. Other than that, it should teach you how to find something you love, because if you do what you love, you'll be great at it. And I think that's the biggest part, is most people just don't know what they love. I was fortunate enough to pick up a guitar, and I was like, oh. But if I didn't find that, would I like fighting fires? Why would I be fighting guns? You know, like, my God, I almost like, that'd be weird.
Don't tell me that it's over. I'm not used to this temptation. And when you come back running, there's no use for explanation. I think things are too hopeful.
We're heading back into the 80s, 1983, the year. A stalker song by The Police, "Every Breath You Take." Tell us about why you chose this one. They've had so many good songs.
I remember being in a car and these girls were like, oh, they got this record, and a Police record of Synchronicity. And I remember at that moment saying, man, I've been seeing this everywhere. What is it about this band that's so... They were like the biggest band in the world at the time. It took me years after that to that would have made me 7, I guess, at that time, or 8 years old at that time. And now I look back, it's like what they did was if you notice this trait, even with the U2 and the Cure and the Police, they were all punk rock bands that were too good just to be in that genre, you know. And the Police were no different. I mean, they were looked at as they didn't fit in very well, because you have these bands like The Clash and all these other ones happening, you know, and here's The Police. They're like doing jazz and like dub reggae beats and all this different stuff, you know. But Every Breath You Take, it's like, it's a cool ballad, you know. It's somewhat about, I don't know. I always thought it was more about wanting to, you know, sneak in and have sex with some girl or something. I didn't, you know,
I got a cynical tech.
Yeah, you had a different route where like maybe someone was stalking him, but maybe, I mean, if he has sex for like 10 hours at a time, I'm sure girls are stalking him. But I just think this is like a cool ballad, you know. It's like a sexy ballad, and it's like, but it's done from in a cool way, you know. And it's hard to write a love song and have it be cool, because I've been trying it for years, and I don't know if I've landed it yet.
Since you go-
That was "Every Breath You Take" by The Police, one of Tom DeLonge's life-changing songs. The full episode has even more surprising picks from the Californian punk rocker. You can listen to it now. There's a link in the show notes. And join me for more Take 5 Best Bits next time.
Come hang out with your mates on Double J.
Loving great music is a lifelong passion.
We're here to help you keep discovering.
Hello, it's Michael Hing from Double J Mornings.
It's Yumi Stines here.
It's Dylan Lewis from Arvo's on Double J.
Great music lasts forever, and you'll find it on Double J.
Somebody that you used to know.
But you didn't have to cut me off.
We're on DAB Radio in your car, or just swipe across on the Triple J app.